every time we argue over text, right, it feels like two sides playing battleship like that.
Hey, you where? You are eating dinner or not? Faster come pick me up, eh?
Can you kindly shut the f*** up?
There's a limit, yeah.
Then in this situation, what can I do?
Oh my god!
These five rules are going to save your relationship. This is your daily catch-up.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right. So it's the single.
Shut up, Jared.
He was thinking for a good 5 minutes before he came up with this line.
I do, yeah.
All right, let's go.
But not funny. Eh? All right.
We said that at the end of the episode.
All right.
It's me again hosting a relationship episode.
Our expert.
Yes. So I came across this Instagram post that was very viral. And I'm curious to know why, because I cannot relate.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Seven rules that will save your relationship. Before we begin, do you guys have your own rules with your partners? Rules in your relationships that you believe will keep the relationship alive, keep it strong, keep it stable?
Yes. Wow, like a lot of men dumb.
I'm also thinking in my head, right? Then I wonder, like, is that too basic? You
know? Yeah.
Just say it.
Like, we must celebrate everything. Even the cliches.
That's so a
like
good one.
Valentine's Day, for example. Like, even if you don't want to celebrate on Valentine's Day, you gotta celebrate Valentine's Day another day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. That's what I'm doing this Saturday.
So a bit long.
A bit long.
Was it's 21st February.
When you doing your Chinese New Year?
Was this established? Was this established from the beginning?
Yes.
Who established it?
Me.
Why?
Because I was buying like roses for Pat, right? Then after that, I think there was a conversation with another friend and he was talking about like roses feels very norm. Like he do other things. So not even flowers and all that stuff. And then we were having a conversation of flower really waste money. I think I was bitching about how expensive this bouquet is relative to my age. La. And then after a while, we went into a conversation of how we got to respect the cliches because the cliches have lasted hundreds of years.
Okay, help me then. So I used to buy random flowers also.
Random flowers, but no, that's very different.
Random
from
flowers as a random gesture of like, I'm thinking of you.
Fantastic.
Right? And then after that, her dog now allergic to pollen. Then after that, I think, okay, then I buy chocolates. Because right? That's still quite a romantic thing. She want
to
lose weight. Now I got nothing to show my appreciation.
Your only two choices are flowers and chocolates.
You can write
else?
Notes. Like write a small note like on a post-it.
Like, and then you draw a flower.
I do before. I even buy like balloon flower. I try to buy all sorts of like other variation of flower already.
Used panties.
But I do want to say though, like as much as it's going to be very sweet and everything, right? You keep this up, right? Then it will be dissolved into nothing. Like, it will just be a normal thing.
Loses its meaning.
No, so at first she also say like, waste money, don't buy. Then after the dog allergic already, right? Then after I realized that she miss getting flowers. Right. So then the recent Valentine's Day, I bought for her. Then she totally like go crazy.
Women don't know what they want.
Yeah.
You got really, dog, really. Right?
Mm.
You have a dog.
Mm.
So what me and my wife do, right? Is like we buy like stuffed toys.
Oh, the dog cannot. Because it's like all the germs will get caught inside because of the saliva, all that, then the dog allergic.
The problem is the dog.
So what other rules do you have with your partners?
We make sure that every night, right? Like I think every night of my marriage has been, we make sure that we kiss.
Three times at least.
Three times at least.
Oh, that's with my dog. The dog has three kisses, but then she get one kiss on the lips.
Wait, then the wife.
Okay, three kisses on the head. And then always say like, I love you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like, you know, be basic.
No, has anyone forgotten before?
No.
Okay. No. But how about when you fight? Like you fight right before bedtime?
No, never.
Oh, do you all resolve arguments before sleeping?
Confirm, must. Never go to bed sleep early. Never go to bed sleep early. Never go to bed angry.
No, I don't believe that.
Ooh.
No, I feel like sometimes what if you fight, right? Then you just need a break, but then like just nice is like nighttime. So why don't you just sleep on it and tomorrow then settle lah?
Yeah. Some of the problem is that I love to fight at night.
No, I think the problem with that is that, but I'm guilty of it also. But the problem with that is the next day, right, a lot of these things that you feel very strongly for, right, start to feel like it's nothing. So, which is for the better also in a sense whereby we forgive and move on really quick. Like faster in the next morning because you don't feel the emotions you felt when it happened. But then it's like sitting somewhere in your body.
Right.
And then it will compile. Then one day it will explode. I think I made Pat explode like 3 times. Like really like suddenly scream at me. Like,
good for you.
Yeah, sorry. I was thinking of another guy.
Only 3 times?
A month.
That's why.
Yeah. So the very first rule is no topic is off limits. Always talk it out no matter how tough or uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm sure you have
it used to be
uncomfortable
money.
Conversations. Yeah.
It used to be money, it used to be working out.
Okay.
Yeah, because if there's one party that's embarrassed of their habit, it's usually embarrassed because like the moment you bring into a point where there is a clear front runner, right? And then the other person, it's not like by circumstance, I cannot help it. You can help it, but you just refuse to do it, like saving money. Like working out. This kind of conversations was difficult for Pat and I last time.
And did you avoid it?
No. For me, it still needs to be said. So I kind of spread it out a bit. Like I try not to say it too many times a day. I try it like once every 2 weeks.
No, I think on that note, right? I think learning how to correct your partner is important. Okay, a lot of times you cannot correct them in that moment because maybe they are feeling a buildup of emotions or what, and then it causes them to react that way, right? But the ability to approach that topic again tactfully later on to let them know that, okay, you shouldn't have reacted like that. Like say like maybe like rude to your mom or whatever, right? Then you need to be able to correct them.
And I think the key to that is not to force an apology out of it.
Yeah.
Is to make it such that the other party can honestly give an excuse and then you just take it. Yeah.
You made me realize that I don't like talking about money with my wife. Because I think I shared in the like few episodes back that
She makes more.
And my savings are and as I shared in another episode, my saving habits are terrible.
Right.
So like from time to time she will say like, how much money do you have in your bank account right now? Like your personal bank account. Then I'm like, enough?
As in there is like a shared goal that you're working towards that requires both of
your
finances.
That's the thing. We've pretty much like achieved enough
the
to
house,
the expensive
house.
Yeah.
So I guess last year at least, my mindset was like, okay, we got everything ready. So
just
want to
live.
Kick back a bit and spend on the things you want to. But then she is of another, like she always has to talk about, retirement and like our future and like what if our dog gets like things I should be thinking about. And so that made me very uncomfortable because I hadn't gotten into like the habit yet. So I feel like I would try to brush it away.
Yeah.
I say like, enough. No. I'll save next month.
How do you think she can better approach that topic with you then? Because you also know that it's something.
Let me live my life.
No, like you know that it's something that you should be doing, ma.
No, I think like bring it up as a passing remark, that doesn't give it the weight.
Then it makes me feel like, does he keep fit? Will he always feel like I'm nagging him?
That's why. So like, I feel like if she were to sit me down and that would be uncomfortable in the moment, right? But then she said like, I think we really need to, I'm concerned as a partner, as a family, we should be looking a bit more forward, looking for our expenses. And I feel like your side, we might not be getting there. So, and I think
you prefer that.
If she sits me down, then I'll say that, this means a lot to you now.
No, I don't.
Why didn't you let it get this far? Why can't you just wake up now?
I woke up already, actually.
Yeah.
So but if she had given me that kind of talk, like last year, right, I would just immediately like, okay.
Honestly, I don't think you actually want that. I think you only want that because probably back then it didn't happen yet. When it actually happened, right, that will be a last straw moment. And if you don't change and pivot immediately, right, then you're going to immediately get it within 2 weeks.
But
again, because she deemed that you didn't listen or you don't feel like this is important enough for her. And then if you still don't do it, then she silent quit the marriage. You know what I mean?
Or we normalize the tough conversations and like we just make it a SOP that every time there's something that serious that we want to talk about, then we sit down and talk about it.
Just like rule number one.
Yes, I
full circle.
I think it's interesting where this conversation is going because based on the first point, right, this first rule, I think there are two parts to it. So we are kind of addressing like what are the difficult conversations to have in a relationship and how we should address it. And the other half to me, I think to make it a bit more fun is what are some topics that you think are off limits? Meaning there's really no point talking about this. It doesn't do any favors to the relationship. For example,
polyamory.
I keep bringing up my exes, stories about my exes or like my past sexual experiences. Does that, You know what I mean? Is that something that should be considered off limits because it's pointless?
I'm thinking weight.
No, but the fact that
doesn't even go there though.
I think the fact that you keep bringing it up, right, means that you are trying to say something. Because if not, why are you saying it? Or what is lacking that keeps making you recall these past experiences that perhaps were better?
In the same way, I feel like a lot of people feel like, oh, for no reason, my girlfriend went crazy, or like for no reason, my boyfriend exploded on me, that kind of stuff, right? I feel like it's actually, you don't know how to catch hints.
There's always a reason.
Or the hints suck.
Or the hints suck. Yeah. But maybe you say it multiple times, say in a way that's joking so you don't take it so hard, say in passing so that, and allow you to make an excuse. I hope you captured the message. I'm not going to force you into submission today. Like if the hints don't work, then it gets to a certain point, then there's a blow up, right? Then I feel like, oh, you suddenly blow up on me. There was nothing. Yeah, but no, there was not nothing. You just never caught the hint.
Right.
But to prevent the blow ups, right? Because as in me and my partner also don't like to talk about money.
Can we say my partner and I? Because the boy, you are doing it and it really irks me.
My partner and I don't really like to talk about money because we tend to be a bit sensitive about it. Like if he phrases it wrongly, then I'll be like defensive, or like if I phrase it wrongly, then he's also defensive. So I realized like we subconsciously do this now. Like when we talk about money things, right, then we will purposely bring it up in like a damn cute voice.
Okay.
Like,
so should we speak to you?
Too much for being bankrupt.
small things don't matter. Like when it's bigger item things, right? Then it's like, babe, like I want to talk to you about this issue, okay?
Yeah.
You don't
what baby talk?
You don't take it as like I'm arguing with you, okay? You must listen. Like I must say until like that. Right?
But can you afford it?
No, but I feel like
I would like to secure him doing it actually.
In the start it's like that, but then I feel like it helps, right? Don't make it so
heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy. It makes it like cute, like we talking about it together, like in a playful way. Like, so it's not so serious. Because I feel like if you go into very serious, then suddenly feel like business meeting, like you kind of scolded by your boss.
But that's what he wants.
Different strokes, different folks.
Okay.
See, you flip that as well.
No, that's the correct one.
Your attraction for the gender that you are attracted to. So for example, like, for Jared to talk to his wife about another pretty girl might be difficult.
That's not.
No, but sometimes it's like attraction is objective.
Yeah.
Like this body is objectively nice.
Like Sydney Sweetie is pretty hot. I got to tell her that like yesterday actually.
No, then how? Then how? How she react?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the normal reaction. Eh? Yeah.
No, why can't your body be like that?
No, but that's a...
No, but okay.
No, no, but it's a distance between people.
But let's say if it's Allison, then maybe
if it's
right.
Allison, then there's a problem.
Yeah, I think if it's like, let's say you find your partner's close friends.
Don't do that.
Hot, I think don't say.
Yeah.
You just like hot.
Correct.
Can you explain to me what happens in your mind if your boyfriend says that about your friend?
Yeah. Like Dara said, it shows them hot, yeah.
Then I'll be like, yeah, hot. Then if he continue on, yeah, that day she wear, then I'll be like,
there's just no good conclusion.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Do you feel disrespected or you feel inferior or what?
No, I'll be like, what are you thinking about? That
because she's hot, like, I just popped into my mind and she's pretty hot.
But it keep popping into his mind.
Yeah, why can't you have a hot friend? And why can't he be honest about it?
Yeah.
No, like why? As in, okay, I understand she hot.
Yeah.
And we already passed that. I also say hot. Then, and like, why does he...
No, but if let's scroll, then like Sherm's come out on her feet again. He's like, wow, really them hot.
No, that's disgusting.
Why?
No, Sherm's not disgusting. I meant like, that is like objectifying my friend. I feel that is a bit weird.
Well, but when he say you hot, he's not objectifying you.
No.
Like when you come out something, I'm like, oh, babe, you look damn hot. Then like, what? Don't objectify me.
No, like, it's like something that say, then today, them hot. Yeah. Then she say at least 5 minutes about how then is them attractive. Then you'll be like, hey, whoa,
no. So the question
happening?
Is, how do you actually feel?
No, I would just think like, hey, what's happening? Like, what is this?
Like, what is he trying to
like,
get
where
at?
Is it coming from? Is it just hot?
No, why don't you ask? So like, for example, right, if Pat hypothetically does that, right, and which we do, like we check out people then, together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
then
check out that
daddy.
I will be like, I'll be wondering in my head, uh-huh. is are you trying to tell me something? Are you telling me to lose weight? Are you telling me to cut my hair? Are you telling me to change my dressing?
No, so I think commenting on your partner's physical appearance or anything that might allude to your partner that you are unsatisfied with how they look, that is very difficult to talk about. And then the difficult part is also that, you know, you try to be honest with your partner, you also don't want to hurt them. Right? Or like, for example, when my partner says, she don't think I'm fat, but it's like, I think I am. Mm-hmm. Then to me, it sounds like she's just lying to me. What?
Yeah.
And then objectively, based on the scales, I am what?
The scales don't tell you you're fat. Okay.
Ooh, no, it's F-A-T. Yeah. So then I think that is the most difficult for me.
But I do this thing if he like, say like, as a joke lah, if he say like this celebrity hot, like keep saying.
Wait, you do it as a joke or he says it as a joke?
I do it as a joke.
Saying their baby voice.
Then he also does it as a joke. So, as in, we learned it from our friend. So let's say he say like, wow, the girl hot lah. Wow, she can hit me with her hand like when they dance. Yeah. Right? Then I'll say, there's a limit, yeah.
Okay.
No, oh, that's so good. Okay. That's so good.
Yeah.
But there's really a limit.
It's a thinly veiled thread.
No, but I think it's like, it stops it before it ever goes like
which
haywire.
Goes to show intonation is everything.
Yeah, on thin eyes.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Well, we're trying to figure out whether there's a nice way to say good for you. Like, hey, I got promoted. Good for you.
As in, it's not sarcastic.
You cannot make it sound sarcastic. Give me your most sincere one.
Good for you.
You sound jealous.
Yeah, really, yeah.
You know, be judgy.
Yeah.
You must add the A in front.
Like good for you.
Hey, good for you.
A. No, sounds like I don't care. Like I bought a dog. Oh, good for you, you know?
Oh, good for you.
That's so terrible.
That's the worst one. That's the worst one.
That's condescending.
You got a dog. That's like 400 other people in this world.
Okay, what's your question? The one that is actually off limits.
What did I say just now?
What is some a topic that is should be off limits among
I think cannot,
partners?
I think cannot. I feel like talking about your partner's family in a
negative.
Very negative sense, even though they never do anything, right?
Very
is off limits, I think.
No, but what if the family is like really tough? Thank you.
No, I feel like I dare to say if really like tough, I dare to say like, oh, that's not very nice. But I feel like
there's a limit, yeah.
You tell my auntie.
No, there's really a limit for you to not say until like
so
negative.
You, you can describe the problem, but you cannot start insulting.
Yeah, you can't say like, hey, bitch, she's
not bitch. Oh my God. Yeah.
You must be like, oh, that's not very nice. Like, I feel like there's a limit of your expression for the family. Like, I think you cannot say
so that. Just like the hotness one, it's a bit like, okay, we just touch on it and then go already. Don't keep getting deeper.
But what if it's a problem that actually needs to change?
Like, you know, like it affects you.
Then you have the serious talk.
Yeah, but I think the way you say it cannot be until like, because it's still your family ma. Like your family.
But you do need to talk about it.
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting. So if it's like what topic you cannot talk about, right? Last time, right? Before I was really like deep into media, right? Like we could, I could say this influence, oh, body them tight, body them tight. And then people like, yes, yeah, yes, yeah. Then slowly, everybody become your friend, right? She doesn't see. You like the photo? Like, you know, she's like,
there's a limit.
I used to kena that chat also.
Kena happy birthday someone. From that person. Why that person will be sure happy birthday? Why cannot I just push on Instagram like everybody? Why must we show on WhatsApp?
No, wait, then how do you deal with that?
Don't. Oh, yeah. I said there's nothing wrong with that.
Normalize it.
Yeah.
Shit.
I think what helped, right, with Pat and I was we always had a heart reset. The heart reset comes in the form of a fire or some form of breakdown or some one of us resigned to fate, that kind of like where like Pat and I also couldn't talk about money last time. And until when I got into credit card debt in like 2017, 2018. Then when I had to show hand with her, and then 1 year later she got into credit card debt and she had to show hand to me. Then from now on, right, we were just like, my savings hitting 100K. Eh? Then like, you know, or like when I invest, right, then I win money, I tell her. I lose money, I also tell her. But last time, lose, don't I say?
Yeah.
Because like, crypto is like a cowboy town, right? Why you still playing crypto? You know that kind of thing? Yeah, so like last time, I wouldn't dare to say.
That brings me to the second rule, which is bring concerns up immediately and kindly. Don't sit on them and let them build.
I think the kindly part is the difficult part. Bring concerns up immediately, no problem. Kindly.
Can you kindly shut the f*** up?
Good for you.
Say the cute voice.
Good for you.
No, the problem.
No,
your father really.
No, I'm the opposite. I have a problem with the immediate and more of the, I'm okay with the kindly.
Good for you.
You know what? Really? Good for you though.
Still not there. But yeah.
No, I also have a problem with the immediate because I feel like I need time to process. And I also, I don't know what I'm feeling sometimes.
Yeah.
So I feel like I need to settle down. That's why I don't mind like sleeping on it. Because in bed, right, I'm thinking like, what is wrong? Do I feel that it's wrong? Yeah. Like I really don't know the problem.
Should I be this angry?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
No, so I think that is okay. Like I also need the time to process on whether this is a legit enough reason to be upset. But I think the important part, right, is that no matter how petty you think it is, you need to bring it up. And so like this second rule I relate to a lot because it's something that I practice with my partner and I realize it's very important to do. Because recently my partner like sat me down and like gave a long talk like, about some of the things that she's not happy with in the relationship. And then to me, right, it was like I was very shocked because it felt like every single time we discussed this problem, she never brought it up. Right. And then all of a sudden, right, she said actually all along she's not happy. Then I'm like, huh? Yeah. Like what's going on? Then right, the after that problem is, okay, so I tried to like drill down to like what is her actual issue, right? Like what is she actually upset about or where is this coming from? Right? Then after that, the goalpost was shift. Because then she realized she's actually unhappy about something else.
Okay.
Then like it's, I think all these emotions that like over time, right, she don't want to bring it up because she wanted to process it by herself, right? And then also she wanted to kind of come to a conclusion that she can share with me.
So is what you're saying, like if you give it too much time to stew, then like the thoughts get all muddled up and may get like tangled with your perhaps
issues. Lot of things, right, is like you think, and then it becomes this problem that actually doesn't exist.
Correct. And I think the reason why that occurs is when you sit on it for too long, you begin to make assumptions of what the other person is thinking or feeling. Mm. So that's why the faster you can bring it up, the faster the both of you can troubleshoot.
Yeah.
But if you do need time to think, I don't believe in bringing concerns up immediately.
Yeah.
I do think it's okay to sit on it a while to process. Yeah. And the three questions that I usually ask myself is, what is the problem that triggered me? And then how do I actually feel about it? How do I actually feel about it in that moment? Because sometimes you
there's then down to the last one.
And how should I respond?
Yeah.
I think a lot of time when you're in the moment also, right? Then you're damn heated, all right. Actually, you're not processing how you actually feel about it.
Yeah.
And something that I also believe very strongly about is almost every single aspect of life is a mirror to show you to show you who you are. How you feel about it tells you something about yourself. Mm-hmm. So it may be you are triggered or you feel jealous. Why? Because you're actually insecure about something, you know?
You're projecting.
Yeah.
Wow. So, this is a guy who's gone to therapy. Very articulate.
Yeah. So that's why I don't believe in immediacy.
So how long does it take to answer those three questions?
Honestly, I think a 24-hour window is okay.
Whoa. Wow, that is longer than I thought.
No, within 24 hours. Because sometimes like maybe the problem occurs at night. Then you sleep on it.
I will be set off like four more times on four new topics in that 24 hours. Oh, yeah.
No, but you got your mind very fast.
No, it's just true. Like, no, 24 hours is a really long fucking time. Yeah.
It is.
Because my other issue is also that, right, and it will connect to the later point, right, is that I need to talk to the person either via call or face-to-face. Because texting too much gets lost in translation
No, and the person assumed your intonation because intonation is everything.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
No, so okay. I think right, the thing that I need to process is that, for example, say, the wash the dishes example that John gave before, I think, is that like, you're not happy that your partner never washed the dishes. Then you like, as you complain to your partner, then your partner think, what the heck, I just one time never washed dishes only, then suddenly she blow up.
But actually,
what she's actually angry about is maybe like, he don't value what I say because this is something that I brought it up to him previously and then he just like, it's just not important to him enough to remember and to do it. So then I need to troubleshoot like what is the root problem and then be able to phrase it.
On that note, I realized that many of these things happen when there is something that you are deeply unhappy about. But when you try and think about it, right, you cannot properly articulate what is it that you are unhappy about.
Yeah.
So I will naturally find a way to latch on something you did that I don't like. But sometimes you don't know. You know, sometimes like you feel unhurt, but you feel like there's no point I tell you that I feel unhurt because that's me, man. Which level of where I feel seen by you is completely arbitrary.
Yeah.
But I feel insufficient and you don't articulate that because you feel like it's almost nothing.
Yeah.
And so you latch on to the fact that you King never washed the plate.
So to add to that, right? One of the techniques that I always use within the 24 hours, right, is research. So what I do is I will Google my best friend.
These guys,
every experience that you've been through, right,
other people also have already. Mm. So you go and find Quora, you go and find Google, go and all this nonsense, right? There are articles about it, right? What the trick to this is that you must Google your problem, how you feel about it, and you see all the people that relate to you, their solutions, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Then you do the opposite. You Google it from their POV, if you are the other party. Then you get to see
as how- As in my partner is not happy that I didn't do the dishes, that kind.
Something like that, yeah. Okay. So you get to see both perspectives first and the shared kind of sentiment or they will give you like terminologies that you otherwise wouldn't have thought of. Mm. Which and so most balanced. Of the time when you're thinking about something, you keep going in circles around the same terms that you always use, right? And then-
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That kind of keeps you trapped. Yeah, so by using like external resources, you get to open up your mind a little bit more to understand
the problem. Emotional words are really very underrated because you can only describe your feelings with the words you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes you haven't learned the feeling yet, and so you default to the nearest one, which could be anger when it's not anger.
Yeah.
Which is why I think like the important part for this rule two for me, right, is no matter how petty you feel like it is. Because sometimes it's really to me like, maybe other people will just let this go, you know? Mm. Or like if I say already, then it sounds like, is it I'm trying to be controlling? Yeah, but I think that's not the case. A lot of times, like how ideas need to be bounced, right? I think sometimes it needs to be talked it out, right? And then we figure it out together what the actual root cause of the problem is.
Yep.
Yeah. So no matter what, like, no matter how petty, try to like bring it up in not a scolding way. Mm. That's where the kindly part comes in.
Okay. So rule number three. All serious talks are phone calls or in person. Texting is only for grocery store lists and flirting.
I disagree. So John Paul also did mention just now, right, that he thinks that it can get lost. A lot of things can get lost in translation over text. Mm. So to me, I prefer having the full-fledged fight over text and then the final AAR, the debrief, in person. So the takeaway part.
The whole fight is text.
As in if we fight in person, that kind, then we reach a point that we cannot talk already, right? Then say we both go home.
No.
Then after that, we continue over text.
I agree.
Why? It's because I realized, right, that a lot of things, like, I need time to phrase it. Mm. And then it's like when I type it out, and then I can realize, oh shit, this sounds terrible. Like, it's like I'm being so petty over here. Then I can think, okay, what is it actually I'm upset about? Then I can rephrase better. And then I can phrase certain things to... like to disclaimer certain things.
Yeah. Versus, you, talk, you don't even do all that.
No, but in real life, then you might say something that actually hurts them that you don't mean.
You cannot take
you're
it
on the way. Yeah, you're on the way getting to what you actually mean, which you can do in text. And then after say finish ready, right? Then we were, when we next meet in person, then we will talk about the, are you resolved?
Yeah.
That's when any other thing that like didn't get brought up over text, we will bring it up. Or if we are resolved already, then what is the actionable? Then that is in person. Yeah.
Okay, my flow is slightly different.
Okay.
My flow is like, as though I'm preparing for presentation kind or meeting. I will break down the points first and then see how certain things should be articulated. But that's in my safe messages.
Then
get on the call in person and talk. Because as I'm elaborating, we talk about this, right? Intonation, and all this kind of thing, body language, everything, right? All the skills and all that. So important. So then I clear all those already. If there's some misunderstanding, even after all of that, then I can clarify. But I don't want it to, based on this point, this one sentence, right? Then already got so many misunderstandings. Mm. Then after that, right? Then the text is the minutes of the...
exhausting.
It's the minutes, the conclusion. Because I feel like it needs to be saved somewhere.
Mm. No, yeah. So the important thing to clarify over text is that I am not trying to say da-da-da-da-da-da. That is the what it can be misunderstood as. Okay, but what I'm actually trying to get at is this.
I just feel like the text one is like so calculated, you know? Like,
in their head, they will hear it as... I'm not trying to say this, don't think this way.
Like when someone reads to you a text of someone they don't like, they use a very cheap like, she said, wow, good morning, what learning?
Like, good morning.
I'm condescending this bitch.
Good morning is good.
It was raining.
No, like I feel, I haven't had experience of like arguing with my wife over text, but then like based on past relationships, like every time we argue over text, right, it's like, it feels like two sides playing battleship like that.
Right.
You know, it's I send one long text, then I wait until I see the typing, and then suddenly no typing, and then she's like, wow, how best can I like be on the upper hand? And then she shoot one long paragraph, and then now I'm on that side, then I'd write. It just feels very like...
No, but so you need to set the expectation, ma, that it's not that. And then also the best part about texting is that she says something, I can later then go reply because I'm finishing my point on something else. Then I can go reply back, by the way, on this point, da, da, da. But in real life, I cannot. Like, say within the moment pass already, I forget about it already.
It boils. You forget what you say.
Yeah.
I prefer the raw emotion of a face-to-face.
No, but I tried the raw emotion one. You know how like you hold hand. Because like, I got see online, right? They say like, when you talk, you must hold hand.
You watch John Backross?
You
hold hand.
They hold hand all the time.
No, like hold hand and talk because you feel like you're in this together. Yeah. That kind of thing. But then I try, right? I just feel like I got stage fright. That kind of like, you know when you look at the person, then you suddenly forget everything you want to say. Then you're like, what am I saying? Then you feel like
with
you're looking
away. With your boyfriend?
No, as in like when you're very angry that time, then it just feels like
performative.
That's why you need the notes on the side.
No, that's why I prefer like.
No, but they're in the moment now.
Yeah, in the moment, but then the iPad here.
No, they're having the fight right now.
No, I think it just don't suit everybody's style to do that as an avoidant person. Because I don't even like the confrontation part.
Yeah.
I feel like the texting, the pre-texting, right, will help me like adjust my mind a bit before talking at AR.
Also, John Paul's version is that, but you just don't send it out. You send to yourself.
It's all in here.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm your method.
Thank you.
I don't even agree.
Girls are like that?
No. I don't even agree on the phone call thing. It should be face to face. Like phone call got some communication methods that are hidden still. Like, you know, facial expression. You can fake a voice over phone call. Like, is everything okay? Yeah.
Actually, I agree. I would do actually face to face followed by text, then phone call.
Yes, that is the order.
Text actually is more expressive than a phone call. Eh.
Wow.
Yeah. Because you can say all the words that it doesn't come to my mind right now.
No, if like they're on the train, for example, then they cannot properly articulate their emotions, right? Then they'll just, okay.
Yeah.
Then you f***ing pick, you know what I mean? Because at some point, you're trying to trigger some form of reaction, then it's a cry for help, right? Then that person is just, okay, sorry. Then you just feel like you little bitch, you know?
Yeah.
But actually it's not. It's just they cannot talk out loud.
Yeah. Like in text, maybe he sent one long message, right?
Yeah.
Then the wife, type, suddenly delete, then suddenly KK.
But to me, that's an out. To me, I think that one feel like going out. Yeah. Like it's just you are busy now, you type later, or you type ready now, you want to retype, you know? But I feel like phone call, right, also got one new risk that is my like quite triggering one. Which is they realize that they're too angry to talk to you, but they are still on the train, right? Then they hang out on you.
Oh, the hangout is super triggering.
Super triggering. But the text, right? Just reply late. Not that triggering.
But must off the scene.
That's so petty.
No, because I feel like last time, right? People will look at the scene, and if you've seen it, right? Yeah. But haven't replied, take 5 minutes, then you're like, why you see, but
the
you
The timer starts from the
Wait, you can off?
Yeah.
So that means you can read already, but they don't know.
Yeah. But it works both ways, lah.
You cannot see other people's scene also.
But if you're online on Telegram, I think still can see. Mm. Okay.
But the important part is also that like usually argument, right? The person that is in the wrong want to immediately resolve. But then the person that is got hurt, right? Need time to process. So usually there's a mismatch correct? mismatch there. So then what my partner and I do is just we have a code word for like when we don't want to not really talk about it and then when we're ready.
No, don't abuse me. I should abuse one. Like if I angry, right? I will just tell me I'm not ready to.
Means you're angry. I means there's something that you need to process.
No, but I'm ready to process. I'm just using it to like, don't talk to me.
Oh, then don't weaponize it.
Yeah, lor.
So on the second half of this point, which I'm quite curious about, right, is how do you all flirt on text?
Ooh. Wait, what? What a big U-turn?
On text?
Huh? It's called sexting, bruv.
What?
Sexting is a type of flirting.
Yeah.
But it's not all flirting.
Wait, does your wife think this? Sexting? Does your wife think this?
How do men flirt? Do y'all have examples of how men flirt?
Pat just texted me a picture of me now flush the toilet this morning.
Not flirting.
But is it a poop in a heart shape? No. That is flirting.
So I guess we are flirting also because Jared as my witness.
Hey, let's go.
Hey. Y'all got
oh my god.
Then she said, can me present? Then I say not me. I'm only the two of us in the house.
This is disengaging.
Wait, what is the flirting part?
That's funny.
Not me.
Why so much?
Huh? So much
that's
shit.
Pee
I, yeah, that's pee. I think that's pee, right?
Wait, so yeah, it's joking is a thing. I don't think joking is
yeah, joking
though.
Is
honestly,
not
I think
thing.
Pee right, don't flirt on text anymore. So.
No, you all got to do the...
say some sweet, sweet thing, you know?
Like, love you.
Love you is not flirting. Love you is...
No, you all got to do the bird fly to your hand, carry the rose emoji shit.
We were just doing it. Hey, don't remember these other things.
The heart shape.
She actually censored it because it was actually
you know
a bit
trend?
Closer.
It's like the I like that take a picture of my hand, right? Then I put an emoji of a bee. Then I put an emoji flower. Then I say, I'm sending this to you. Then I take a picture of the sky. Then I say, oh, the bee is flying to you now.
Oh, that's quite
then when
cute.
I receive it, I say, oh, yes, I can see the bee flying. Then I catch it in my hand. Then I send something back. That kind
it's the new age version of the...
I totally don't understand what you're talking about.
Wow! And I feel like she caught it at the correct timing.
She accounted
for the angle of the board.
Maybe I am an F-boy after all.
Also, y'all don't flirt.
I think it's more present
I don't
in like,
courting couples. That's a problem, huh? Hey, please tell me.
I also thinking, I can't, I don't
do
think
you
I flirt.
Use sticker?
Yes.
I think sticker
all the time.
Can substitute for flirting.
No, can you tell
right?
me?
What the fuck?
Like on dating apps, how do you flirt? Don't say the show me your pussy kind of thing. No, because he got cat, so he will play that one. I feel
actually, what
thing.
Is flirting? In an established what relationship, maybe I never flirt with my wife for 10 years.
To me, flirting is
like teasing, a bit like tease.
It can be a bit teasing, it can
like
be
when
a
you
bit sexual, but it doesn't
like
no, you're completely off.
No, what if I say handsome?
No.
Like
no.
It could literally be like, you look really good today. Or send the person, like they send you a photo.
It's just a compliment.
It's a compliment though. Is that
yeah, but it's like, you're trying to make the other person feel good, ma.
Okay, like we text each other in random parts of the day to tell each other, to remind each other that we miss them. Is that flirting?
No, I think flirting, right? It's like,
it must be naughty.
It's soft flirting.
No, it's like, I can't wait for you to come home. I got a present for you.
Home the second part makes it flirting, right? The
yeah,
first part
was established was what?
Yeah.
I got a present for you, just send it.
Yeah.
No, it's difficult, I think, because like in Singapore, we use less of words and then like more of text. Like that day we talk about like the holding the arm kind of thing, right? But then when you're in a relationship, that's normal. So that's not considered flirting, you know what I mean?
Wait, how do married people flirt? Can teach me. Shit, balls. I'm having an existential crisis.
Exploding video bubble.
Ooh.
Of what? Like what you do?
Must
flirting be sexual though? Because I feel like when we were dating, a lot of our flirting were non-sexual. Man.
Okay, I think
footsie.
It might be cute to do like cringy, like you purposely send a very cringy like pickup line. You know what I mean? It's like to keep things playful.
But why?
Fun lah. If not so sian, every day just, hey, you are eating dinner or not? Faster come.
But if it's like fun, then why not I just ask you a riddle? You're that's
working,
fun also.
You buy the detergent?
Do
you work at work now?
No, why not I give you a fun fact? That's fun also.
Can lah. But then if there's a twist at the end, right, to actually compliment her or like to say something about her, you know what I mean?
Okay, marriage.com.
I need help there.
15 ways to romantic.
Okay?
15 ways to romantically flirt with your spouse.
Okay.
Number one, leave love notes.
Okay,
sexologist
episode. Let's
go.
Use body language. So a playful touch on the arm, a hug from behind, or simply holding hands.
Oh, in real life, yeah?
Then,
I'm really planning.
Be playful. So engage in light banter. Got a sense of playfulness.
Not my poop.
Not light banters.
And then plan weekend getaways, like surprise, that kind.
Okay.
Light teasing. Gentle ribbing can add a layer of
ribbing.
Excitement.
I think it's like nudging the... I think it's this.
Hey, don't.
There's more action than Pat ever got.
And apparently humor, yes, is often one of the ways of flirting.
Okay.
Oh, I think he...
No, how do we do it on text?
No, okay.
Playful teasing.
Okay, how about every time she posts like an Instagram story, right? You just lust for her. Huh? Like, hey babe, you damn hot.
I do in the comment section for the world to see.
Oh my god. You see, and that makes it less special, right?
Huh?
Private DM.
No, but must it be sexual?
No,
it doesn't have to.
I feel like it does, but
yeah,
okay.
I feel like
everyone.
Like he specifically was to last for her. Yeah. Like when she wears a dress, like I can't wait to rip it out.
Because you want her to feel like you want her to feel wanted and like I want to beat you down eh. You know, like, isn't that like hot and passionate and romantic? Isn't that the whole point of flirting?
Okay, I'll let you know. I'll give you some updates.
No, but
okay.
I don't think it has to be sexual like that.
It's a category of
you think deep down Do you think deep down somewhere you're making your wife damn uncomfortable? She's like, I feel like I'm married to a 14-year-old.
You think another
somewhere, somewhere buried inside, she's like, asking me for handies and shit. How old is he?
So right, it's like, for example, you want to buy like coffee for this person. So you ask them like, oh, what would you like to have your coffee with? Then they reply, you.
Oh, I do that all the time then. I don't think she considers
it. It's just like, no dude, when you've been together for this long,
what's for lunch are you?
You're just wasting my time, man. Like, babe, faster, I'm at the front already.
Really?
It's true. I agree.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the cashier already. I ask you, hey, do you need extra Panadol or not? Then she's like, oh, I don't need, I only need you. Then fuck you, I mean, so you want or don't want?
Singaporeans, everything's a practical.
But I prefer Nurofen.
Next rule. Take your partner's expression of pain seriously. If it hurts, it matters to me.
No, I think we do it. And I think we do it to our friends also, or colleagues. For example, when they say like, oh, this really makes them very sad. Then I just say like, oh no lah, but it just not, shouldn't be like that. You know, that kind, that, that kind of dismissive.
Yeah, like sad for what?
Yeah. No, so I train myself in my head that the first line is always emotional, like react, supportive.
The boom of you are like, robots trying to be like humans.
Because yeah, I just
feel. You don't just be.
You like,
y'all need to read on the like dummy's guide to be human and just like try to vibe with us.
We're seated like this for a reason.
And then after that, but did you try this?
Right. There's this thing my auntie did for me growing up. And she, whenever I say it, she always think that I'm giving her shit. But I always count it as one of a pivotal moments. Oh, it's my entire childhood, like, you know, but it's a very pivotal happening that mold me. In that, if I want to talk, I must hold your attention.
Ah.
If I don't hold your attention, I will lose my audience.
No way.
Yeah, because she was like, so what are you talking about? Or like very, you know, like you talk, she's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about already. Then she would just fuck off, you know.
She trained you to be podcaster from like
years old. He's coming back.
So like, yeah, my sister was very no-nonsense with me because I was very irritating to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was. Stop at 6 years old, so you never met a guy. Like when you meet people and then people are out of being cordial, right? The shit that they won't say to you, like, Denise, your storytelling too long already. I cannot follow. You know, like people are not going to tell you that when you grow up. Unless they're bullying you, right? But, or you get to some special chat, right? But rarely people will tell you that. You know, there's this thing. When you're overwhelmed with anxiety and blah, 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 right? A lot of experts say, write it down on a list. Then you circle the priority.
Mm-hmm.
Then it does a few things, right? It helps you realize that your problem is not 20 problems. It could be two problems that you're applying on 20 situations. So it feels like 20 problems, but it's just two problems.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get very overwhelmed by 20 problems, right? Mm-hmm. So you write down on a list that you circle what's important. Then the one that's not important, ignore, because you cannot make everybody happy.
Right.
What this whole methodology, right, is that person very nicely asking you, so actually what's the problem?
Mm.
It's just who, if you are kind, you will say, take time to write down, blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
If I want to be efficient or I'm unkind, not that I'm mean, I'm just not being kind. I will just ask you to be honest, so what's the problem?
So that means last time your storytelling even longer.
No, I think okay. To answer John's question, I don't think it's the recipient's responsibility to troubleshoot your trauma. Yeah, but I think it is like basic respect that you give the person, right? Because the fact that they would even bring it up to you, right?
Yeah.
Means they value the relationship enough, right? To want to try to work something out. So then like you do the bare minimum of reciprocating and giving them that space, lor. But it is not your responsibility, right, to help them as in work through it.
At different points in the past 2 years, I think me and my wife were both trying to change jobs. And then the job search process is long. It's long and it's hard. Okay, so like it's like it can be stretches where you are like, okay, that's why I didn't intentionally.
Yeah.
It can be stretches where you are just like, you know, like going on LinkedIn, trying to find positions and all that
kind of thing.
You go for, okay. But then you go to interviews, you see you waiting just for the recruiter to come back and all that kind of stuff. So there's a very, very long stretch, and we both have experienced it of like just feeling like shit lah for the day. And we just and like when we're walking the dog, we just have to just commiserate. Say like, wow. Like the guy haven't the interviewer haven't called me back. Yeah. I think there's this unwritten contract where we both just like let each other be the absorber of the frustration, you know, like just share the frustration of like,
yeah, that sucks, man. But I mean, hopefully tomorrow will be better, you know, that kind of stuff. So there's no solution there. There's no end goal. It's just me and her.
It's just to listen.
We just need to listen. Yeah. Yeah. And there's also that very old saying. I don't know whether it's an old saying or common saying, but it's like when your loved one goes to you and like wants to complain about something, you ask them, do you want me to listen or do you want me to provide solutions? Mm-hmm. Then from there, she say like, oh, I just want you to listen. Then you just take it long because she's given you the trust, like Denise said, that she wants you to be her sounding board. Mm. And she trusts you with all these like kind of emotions that she has inside.
Mm. I want to say that this is the best part about being Christian or religious because, so I went through the same thing, like my partner looking for a job for a long time, right? But it's like, I never went through such a thing before. So then to me, it's like, just send resume, I don't get it. Like, what's the problem? Like, nobody get back, then send resume to someone else, you know? It's the same resume, but then...
okay, maybe
but cover letter matters, guys.
No, okay, anyway. So then, like, to me, it's like, you keep telling me the same thing, but there's literally nothing I can do to help, ma. Mm. Then in this situation, what can I do?
As especially someone really just
pray for you. I pray for you.
Oh.
Then finish.
Can Buddhists not pray for each other?
Can, but they need to go temple.
I go temple.
It's not directly each other, right?
Oh my God.
That's interesting.
This one.
That's my favorite go-to. It's the best go-to.
It's great.
Because it's something that we like. I think that's just a different level of understanding also, right? When like, because we are both like, Christian ma, then after when I say that she like she be touched so because I pray for her, you know.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like your problems, like they are, you're taking on the problem yeah. for that
and
you
and then
care
we give it to God.
Solution, we found it.
But what if you have to pray on the spot, then you actually never actively listen, then you suddenly forget all the problems.
No, God, the generic job prayer.
One, yeah. You know, we got a lot of templates. Yeah.
Alison is going through a lot in her life and guiding through all of
them. In my head, I'm picturing like, wow, she opened up a nice warm towel, then she take your problem, she put it inside. You know,
yeah. So that's my life. I realized that that's such a great thing to have. Versus if not, I just like, I hope like things get better for you, like, you know?
Yeah.
So for the atheist out there,
you can actually describe it if you don't understand it.
Thoughts and prayers.
No. Be with Alison for whatever she's going through, going through emotions that people will not understand because they are not in her shoes. But clearly because they never listen properly.
Wow, I'm so hurt.
She feels so hurt. She's like, oh yes, yeah, really, y'all won't get it. Yeah.
Okay, so there are a couple more, but we're running out of time already, so we're just going to do one more. Shit. The push and pull dynamic is the issue, not our partner. We are teammates against the dynamic.
Can you explain what I mean?
Yeah, what is the push and pull dynamic?
It's us against the world.
I just read the whole line already. There's nothing else.
What it is really, push and pull in the relationship.
I think what it means is that in a relationship, like,
you like have
your emotions
back.
Fluctuate. You as a person fluctuate. There will be times where you're very present, available. There will be times where you might not be. There will be times where you feel a lot of love. Sometimes you don't feel so much love.
Okay. So there's a push-pull cycle. So where one person craves intimacy and the other person doesn't.
That's why I say.
So then it will like... Is it? Yeah. So then this usually does not match. Yeah, so then when this happens, like there's a different, like someone is pushing and then someone seems to be pulling away, then how do you deal with that?
Cryo.
Yeah, then recognizing that that this cycle is the issue and not that your partner is the problem. Yeah.
Why is it a cycle? You think it's really a cycle? In what sense?
I think right, like there are moments where you have to be the one maintaining the relationship in a sense, almost. Yeah. That like this person is too busy, then like no time to like think of like plan a date or whatever that kind, right? Then you have to... Don't mind
being the guy.
Don't mind being
so
the
there are gender roles now.
No, guys are a generic term.
For what?
for
penises.
Like, hey guys, it's everyone. So then after that, there are also gonna be seasons where you are too busy to think about these things and you are too stressed by whatever.
So you
thing,
have to be the guy.
And then your partner will be the guy, though.
This is coming.
This is a gay relationship. Two men.
Okay, what I got out of it was this, right? I think there was a time Pat and I, we kept arguing and she said this, I don't know to me or in the presence of me to our friends, like, but she said in a light-hearted manner that it's just whenever we fight, John always win. And the douchebag in me also have an answer for that. But I kept it to myself, obviously. Right? But it was not about winning or losing. What? It was about, you know, something happened and I didn't know you were trying to win. You know, like for me, I'm trying to figure out, hey, how come I tell you this thing matters to me, but you seem to don't care about it, right? Mm-hmm. So a very simple thing like keeping the house neat and tidy. Like Pat is back, she'll just lay her stuff around. And I pick my battles already. You know, I try and space it out. I don't nag at her or whatever, right? But every 2 weeks, I need to remind her that it matters to me. Ma. Mm. Yeah, so even every 2 weeks, I will bring it up again because we fought many times before. Realizing when she articulated that this whole time that when we argue to try and resolve a marital matter, right? Mm. That she was trying to win. And then when we reached resolution, I was like, okay, we reached resolution. But for her, it's I lost.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a good way to...
Did you talk to her about it? Yeah.
We did.
And then she want to win that one. So.
And then you win that one. Okay.
No, I don't know. Pat's not very good at
total domination.
Pat's not very good at de-escalation. Not I'm literally teaching her de-escalation, which is
I have a course on that. Yeah.
If she don't de-escalate, I will need to articulate to her why I feel like she shouldn't have done that. So she always feel like she lose and everything feel like she lose.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. But it's really because I have the moral high ground. What?
Yeah, but that's what I'm questioning. Like, I feel like sometimes, regardless, there's no need to articulate.
Huh, but then that contradicts just now our point one, that no topic is off limits.
I also agree.
No, that sometimes, right, sure, maybe you make a mistake or she make a mistake, call out. But then if the person already say that they know where they went wrong, I feel like, and I have been like someone who does this also, I will keep having to, you understand why you wrong, right? It's because of this, you know or not? You get it or not?
To a partner?
No. You get it or not?
Yeah. Like, what I can find with you all about.
Being aggressive, eh? Then, like the person, like maybe the person's response is that, yeah, I understand what you are saying, but I still feel this way.
Yeah.
Mm. The moment they say, I still, right? Mm. Then like, no. Then I repeat again. But what I realize is that once they say that they understand, but they still feel this way, then it doesn't f-ing matter already. The fact that they feel that way is fine. Let them feel. Because feelings will go away. Right?
Mm.
Yeah. So it's just
temporary. You'll be surprised.
No, if you're living the... maybe you have an experience.
No.
Like, picking someone on earth and then decide, I will live with you until I die. it's a lot of pressure. Okay,
maybe the type of problem will be specific. Mm.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I understand that the feelings are just for that specific moment or that issue or whatever.
Mm.
But then right, it's just a matter of taking care of that.
Mm.
And not so much about the actual issue at hand.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I always ask, like, as a conversational starter, so whenever we meet like old married couples, we always ask them like, what's the secret or any advice for us when we're newly wed?
Oh, what are the icebreakers? Yeah, not bad.
And it's always, you must tahan. 互相礼让.
Tolerate.
Tahan seems to be the number one advice from married couples, both sides.
Mm. No, but sometimes you tahan. Then what's the person say? Then you like, I tahan you that time.
Yeah,
I tahan
you so long, eh?
No, because
there's a limit, yeah.
For example, like, let's say my partner forgot to off the heater.
Okay.
I see a lot of time, man. A lot of time already, but I saw it one day, I just off. Okay, yeah. I shut. Then suddenly later on, he say, hey, why you never throw your... Why you leave your towel on the bed? Then I like...
I tahan, but you cannot tahan.
Then I say, okay, sorry. By the way, just now the heater in there.
Then you made it a win lose.
Then he like, why you must say the thing?
Yeah.
Then I like...
That's how the
then
fight
he's
start.
Like...
Yeah.
Then I realized that actually you're that stupid.
That's a great conclusion.
Then we just like, yeah, never mind lah.
Okay, thanks for watching, guys. If you have any other rules that can save your relationship or our relationship, let us know in the comments down below. Adios! You shouldn't let people repeat.
Like what all over you?
Offenses against you. Yeah.
Call me naive.
Yeah, you are fucking...
No, but this is how I have approached the past 3 years of marriage.
Wrongly?
It's like, to you. I see.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.